So that's Stream, the official New York Jets podcast of Not the Sports Network. My name is Jesse Finver, and along with me, as always, my partner in crime, the man, the myth, the legend, Connor Sheeran. Connor, holy shit.
I feel like this is just going to be, this opening part is just going to be like echoing when we did the emergency pod.
Yeah.
The Pat McAfee show, because it's like, you're still sitting here trying to like, you're still kind of like shaking, trying to figure out what the hell is happening.
It's been about 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's been a little less than 24 hours, and it's still fucking surreal. There's no other way to describe it. It's probably the biggest moment in Jets history since 1969.
You think so? Maybe since Brett Favre, the Brett Favre trade?
No. I think this is bigger than... Actually... Damn, hyperbole gets me again.
it gets us all.
I know. I guess Brett Favre, because... So I guess it's the biggest moment in like a decade or so.
Yeah.
A little over 15 years.
Yeah.
15 years or so, because... Like, you could say, like, the AFC Championships games, but they didn't win those games. So, like,
right.
Like maybe if they made the Super Bowl, that'd be bigger. But, like, they didn't. It's AFC Championship games. So, whatever. And there was no number one overall pick. There was number two overall pick. That was for sure.
Yep. Yeah, and, if they had won the AFC those years, then those are obviously bigger. But,
yeah.
Honestly, the sad state of the franchise the past, like, 13 years.
This is bigger than Favre. For sure.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, they both have the MVPs, but, like, Rodgers is a better quarterback than Brett Favre.
I think, for sure. I think he's better than Favre ever was.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, all right, you may have to, you know, I was a little younger than you at the time, so you may have a better memory of this. Mm. But the Jets weren't exactly, like, that team wasn't exactly stacked with Favre. Let me go through. I want to see what that was. The 2008 Jets?
Yes. I believe so.
So, let's see. They went 9-7.
Should have gone, like, and then they were on, like, the hottest of hot streaks that, like, first. They beat, like,
well, yeah, we went 8-3. We beat the undefeated Titans on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tore his labrum, and you lose, what was it? We lost 34-17 to the Broncos on the road, or at home. Then on the road to the 49ers, loss. Beat the Bills 31-27. And then the Seahawks loss. That one was 13-3. It was fucking
brutal.
And then lost in Miami, and then the season was over.
Right. I mean, like, the roster certainly, it's as far as the guys he was throwing to, certainly not stacked. It was Lavernius Coles, Jericho Cotchery.
Hey, don't be talking bad about Jerry.
No. Listen, we're not talking, he's not throwing a wide receiver ones.
Lavernia, they basically had identical stats.
Right.
The Jets 70 catches, 850, 71 for 858.
Right. That Jets offense was the same thing as the early Rex years. I mean, the early Rex years were still Mangini's teams. So it was built through the running game. I mean,
Thomas Jones.
It was built into, like, around him and then Favre and the offensive line. I mean, the offensive line, I'm pretty sure, was the same the Favre year as it was the AFC. I mean, look that up. Yeah, it was. It was DeBrickashaw, Alan Faneca, Mangold, Brandon Moore, Damian Woody. So it was all the same guys that would take them to the AFC championship game. They just had Favre instead of Sanchez.
Right. And, I mean, they had Chris Jenkins still. They didn't have Jim Leonard yet. They didn't have Bart Scott yet. But they had Calvin Pace, Eric Barton was their other middle linebacker, David Harris, Revis, obviously, Dwight Lowry. Oh my Lord. Abram Elam, and then Kerry Rhodes.
And, who was the kicker? Was that Nick Folk? No,
I was way too far. Oh, Ty Law was on this team.
Yeah. This
is the end of his career.
Mike
DeVito ended up actually being pretty decent for the Jets. Who was the kicker? We're getting real off topic here.
Yeah. this happens a lot for us.
I know, but listen, I'm gonna stick to it. This is the biggest moment for the Jets since they won the Super Bowl in '69. Because it's bigger than Brett Favre. The team is better. It's more. It's it's playoff contender ready, right? Compared to that roster. I think that we'd take that. If we took that offensive line that that Jets team had and brought it to this team, then it would be a perfect team.
Yeah,
that's like one of the best offensive lines the Jets have ever had.
Right, it'd be a perfect offense. You know, you can't ask for a better offense than that. You know, you got wide receiver one. You got Alan Lazard, who obviously also already has the built-in relationship with Rodgers. Somehow, and this is not an indictment on the man himself, Corey Davis.
Yeah,
man, he made it through. I mean,
crazy. Okay, well, you know what? He still might get cut.
He still might get cut because of cap issues. So, but the fact he made it through the trade was genuinely shocking to me. Like, you saw the Packers GM a couple weeks ago saying that they wanted a veteran receiver. So you kind of, I kind of assumed by him saying that Corey Davis was like in the like works of the trade. So him making it through was surprising. You know, you got those three. You got Mims. Mims is still kicking around, and you got Mecole Hardman for now. I expect them to get another wide receiver at some point in the draft too. Uh-oh.
Aaron Rodgers is on over the cap on the Jets.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's there. I see his name.
It's like they keep saying.
It's right
keep
there. Saying, I'm looking at it.
Joe Douglas in his post like the press conference that he just had was. This just goes to show how much emotional abuse we've gone through over the years. Because he kept saying the words like "still gotta cross some T's, dot some I's." I was like, "Don't say that." Don't say that this thing isn't over the finish line. Like
the whole time he had that shit eating grin.
Yeah,
and he knew that he like saved like him and his job and solid job.
I was like, "Don't say that."
Let me. All right, so Corey Davis. If Corey Davis, if we cut him before June 1st, we save $10.5 million in cap.
Oh wow!
If we can't cut him after that. Because I think his money gets guaranteed.
Probably.
Yeah, that's so interesting. It would be a dead cap hit of $666,668. Wow. It couldn't have gone to 69. Come on. Interesting. And so that he'd get the bonus, but the dead money. So yeah, that is, it's pretty crazy that he's survived this whole thing. And so you have Garrett Wilson, the current wide receiver room is Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, Mecole Hardman, Corey Davis,
and Denzel Mims.
Is Denzel Mims, is Vincent Smith still here?
No. Jeff Smith is with the Giants now, I know, but.
Yeah, it looks like those are the wide receivers.
Yeah, Vincent Smith on the Colts.
There it is. Irvin Charles? He's a wide receiver, right?
Talking practice squad guys now?
Chaz Surratt?
Yeah. This means they're definitely drafting a wide receiver at some point.
Yes,
in the draft.
Yes. I expect them to draft a wide receiver. All right. So yesterday, today is Tuesday. Yesterday, the Jets finalized a trade for Aaron Rodgers. We're 9 minutes in now. finalized a trade for Aaron Rodgers. This is obviously a huge fucking deal. How did it go down? Well, yesterday on NFL Live, literally in the middle of the segment, Adam Schefter just stopped everybody. And now there's a now famous picture of everybody losing their minds as Adam is reading the compensation for the draft, the trade. That people don't realize that they were reacting to the initial compensation that Adam was talking about, which was the fact that he mentioned the Jets are giving up a first.
Right.
Like before he mentioned anything else. So like everyone was like, oh my God, Marcus Spears was like, I told y'all. And then they like quieted down and then they read the Jets. So the Jets got back the 15th pick. Let me get the actual compensation up. Adam Schefter.
I got it here. The Jets.
You got it?
Yeah, the Jets, they did a pick swap for the first round. So the Packers now have 13. The Jets have 15. The Jets got Rodgers and they got the Packers fifth round pick. The Packers got a 2023 second round pick, which was the Jets' original second rounder. But the Jets have Cleveland's, thanks to the Elijah Moore trade. Packers also got a sixth rounder this year. And then the big, I think the big thing was conditional 2024 second round pick that becomes a first if Rodgers plays 65% of the plays next season.
Yep. Which he will. You expect, oh my God, we got.
Knock on wood.
We got Rex Ryan and his Jets.
Oh, he basically said they're going to the Super Bowl. It's funny that Rex is like so pro Jets considering he also coached the Bills.
Yeah, I know. But
I think it's because I think he said something about his dad giving him his Super Bowl ring or something.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. He was showing it off.
He was showing it off. Yeah. So I'm guessing that's why he's so pro Jets, but God bless him. I mean, it was like, I tweeted it. Thanks to shout out, friend of the pod. Oh my God. Why can I not remember his name all of a sudden?
Who, friend of the pod?
Oh my gosh.
We only have a couple of friends. Oh, Jared.
Jared, thank you. Oh my God. If you're listening, I'm so sorry, man. You've been on the pod like multiple times. I'm so sorry. Totally brain farted there. But he posted the clip of Rex back in the playoffs that after they beat, I think it was probably after they beat the Patriots. He's like, you already know what the headlines are going to be tomorrow. Three home teams advance and the fucking Jets. Like,
we need that energy again.
Yeah, exactly. Energy. See, we have the Saleh energy. Like, Saleh obviously has tons of energy, and the players like Saleh. The players, some of the players didn't like Michael Fleur, but neither one of that, not neither he or that certain player on the Jets anymore. So,
yeah.
But everyone seems to like Saleh, and they like obviously the energy he brings. You see it obviously in games of him running onto the field and guys like holding him back. He has like a must have a designated assistant that his only job is
to hold. He
had it on the Niners. Yeah. It's just like pull him back up.
I think he does have that guy also in New York as well.
Like, I mean, he just gets so animated, which is great, you know, and I have no idea if that's something that like Rodgers enjoys, but at this point, who gives a shit? Like, it's Matt LaFleur never struck me as a very animated guy, but Rodgers, I think it was the same thing with, you know, Nathaniel Hackett. Why does Rodgers like him so much? I've been always saying that Nathaniel Hackett always struck me as the type of guy that let Rodgers do his thing and didn't get in his way, which is why Rodgers likes him so much. So it's not a matter of Nathaniel Hackett being some offensive like genius, but it's the fact that Rodgers just has his own method and Hackett's just going to let him do his thing.
Yeah. So Rodgers is arriving in New York tonight. And he'll take his physical tomorrow. And again, that's just so surreal. Oh my God.
Also,
all right. So, I mean, what was your initial? What was your? Wait, say continue.
No, I was just gonna say, you know, we're both Hoboken residents, and there was a rumor going around a couple weeks ago,
right?
That he was looking at places in Hoboken.
I think that there was a place he was looking at apparently on my block on Hudson.
Oh, I mean, your block, my block. We live 10 blocks.
Yeah, our block. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, Daniel Jones lives right around the corner from me. I've mentioned it a couple times, I feel like, to you, maybe not on this pod. Daniel Jones is right around the corner from me. So I don't know if, and that was where Aaron, Eli used to live. So I don't know if Aaron, maybe Aaron Rodgers is looking at it too. So,
Aaron, if you're listening, which you most certainly are,
clearly
everybody listens to this podcast. Hoboken's great, man.
Great.
Good. Got good food, good restaurants, easy Rex to get around. Rex
used to live here, you know?
Rex and Berrios did used to live here. Yeah, he did. Now he lives in Miami. He's probably a lot happier in Miami.
I mean, he's from there. He's probably he's probably ecstatic to live, like, you know. And so is Sophia Colpo. I'm sure she's ecstatic.
Oh, I think they broke up.
Or did they break up?
I think they did.
Oh, wow. Just as he moves back to Miami, I'm sure she would have rather hung out in Miami.
I don't think she liked the blonde hair.
Maybe it's possible. But now we got, you know, I also thought it was funny that Berrios lived here and he opened a coffee shop in Jersey City. Like, it opened like a week after he got
traded. Jets. Oh, man.
He like, left the Jets.
But, yeah, whatever. He gets money either way.
Yeah, exactly. He's a small business owner. So
exactly. All right. So let's talk initial reactions. What went down in the Sheeran household?
It was I was away from my computer, so I happened to come back like and check my Slack like like 10, 15 minutes. I didn't check Twitter. I hadn't checked anything for a little bit.
I think it was Brett, our good friend Brett.
One of the Giants guys who posted it in our Slack and was just, I don't know. It was just like the first thing I saw was that, you know, the trade compensation came in, and I was just trying to process the, you know, what exactly were the Jets sending back? And then of course it's like, you know, you're trying to get a feel for it, see, did Joe Douglas and the Jets give up too much? And then at the end of the day, it's like, you see guys like Joe Caparoso and Connor Rogers saying, like, at the end of the day, who cares? The Jets have also picked 5 times, I believe, in the first round the past 3 years. So if that's the case, and you have the back, like, you have the offensive and defensive rookie of the year on your team, and a potential, you know, future stud guy like Jermaine Johnson, all coming in the last year's draft, and you have also Elijah Vera Tucker. Maybe Mekhi Becton comes back and is a stud. You know, he's been the big thing this offseason of him getting back in shape. If that's all the case, you can, that giving up a first round pick next year is something you can afford to do. It's not like it's not a make or break thing. You know, granted, if the Jets somehow the sky falls and something happens in Florham Park and the facility explodes and they go 1-16 next year, then it's a different story. But
right.
I don't think that's going to happen. So at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, it's a sacrifice you're willing to make. This is a win. Like, Saleh and Douglas are obviously clearly in win now mode.
Yeah.
Which is what the Jets were in 2008 in the last year of Mangini when they traded for Favre. They knew that the rest of the team was capable of going into the playoffs and making a serious run. They believe Aaron Rodgers can do the same. So there was no reason not to do this trade. And anyone worried about compensation, I mean, this is just,
they're just trying to nitpick. They're just trying to be like, oh, same old Jets.
And listen, I understand it, but it's just like, you have a young core. These are the times you want to win now is when you have them all on smaller deals.
No, you're totally right. Now
that the Aaron Rodgers deal is done, you got to move to Quinnen. So it's like, he also said, Douglas in his press conference, he also said that there are talking, and he feels, I mean, obviously this is what all GMs say, but he feels good about the direction that those are heading in, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So now that's the next thing I'm assuming is going to happen after the draft. But just to put it in perspective, Samini tweeted something before about how big of a deal this is. So he posted a graphic that was on ESPN earlier, I'm guessing today. So the current stats, Aaron Rodgers, all time, has 4 NFL MVPs, 4 first team All Pros, 9 seasons with 30 plus passing touchdowns, and 10 seasons with 4,000 plus passing yards. The Jets QBs have 0 NFL MVPs. They have 1 first team All Pro, 1 30 plus passing touchdown season, and 1 4,000 plus passing yard season all time. In the entire history of the franchise, that's all they have.
So I can one up you real quick. Ready?
Okay. Hit me.
The Jets haven't, a Jets player has not received an MVP vote since 1972.
Holy shit. And who was it, Namath?
It was Namath.
Yeah,
it was Joe Namath.
I mean, QBs are the only ones that basically get MVPs these days.
Right.
Brett Favre,
Brett Favre in 2007 received 1 MVP vote. 49 others went to Tom Brady. That was the year they went 18-0. And then Brady tore his ACL. That was another reason why it was such a disappointment that the Jets didn't make the playoffs and do anything in 08. They lost the Dolphins and Rick and Ronnie Brown and the Wildcat and Tony Sperano. Yeah, Brady tore his ACL in 08.
Yeah, that was the Matt Cassel year.
Yep.
For him.
And they still won 11 games and they missed the playoffs. They made the playoffs or whatever. So they haven't had and then Vinny Testaverde, probably they thought that, I mean, Jets probably thought they were going to get an MVP caliber season from Vinny in 99 and they didn't.
Well, yeah.
Most of the best Jets players over the last couple of decades have been offensive linemen or defensive players, and they don't get MVP votes.
No.
Aaron Rodgers has 4 MVPs.
The Jets and he won two seasons ago.
Yeah, he won 2 of the last 3 years. And the Jets haven't had a single MVP vote in 50 years. In 50 fucking years. And they just got Aaron fucking Rodgers.
Put it this way. I mean, you throw the MVP stuff out the window for a second. Put it this way. People worry that you're going to get Aaron Rodgers last season, who was likely playing with...
He broke his thumb in week 5 against the Giants on that Hail Mary at the end of the game.
I mean, look at the way he played during the Jets game.
Yeah.
He was clearly hurt. Like, they zoomed in on his hand a bunch of times. He was clearly playing hurt.
Yeah. So,
and guess what? He still had probably his worst season statistically. It still wasn't, like, a terrible season. Like, it was
league average.
God awful. And guess what?
Yeah.
League average gets this team to the playoffs.
Like, I think he had 15 interceptions the prior 4 years combined.
Yeah.
And he threw 12 last year. And that was because he broke his thumb.
Right. And he also doesn't.
And they still almost made the playoffs.
And he also wasn't throwing to anyone. His best receiver was Lazard.
Right.
Like,
Garrett Wilson's a whole lot better than Alan Lazard.
Garrett Wilson's a. Yeah. And now you have
And Corey Davis is better than Alan Lazard, too. Like, Alan Lazard's wide receiver 3. Mecole Hardman's wide receiver 4.
Yeah.
Denzel Mims, wide receiver 1.
Clearly. This is the year. Mims truthers.
Honestly, like.
It's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback.
Yep.
So initial reaction for you.
Yes. Well, I was sitting on my couch working and I felt like garbage. Just felt really sick and allergies were killing me. I woke up with like a sore throat and I was going to go into work and I decided to work from home. And then all of a sudden I see messages from, like, my phone just starts blowing up. Like, my birthday is tomorrow and I was getting more texts yesterday than I'll get all day tomorrow. Like, people coming out of the woodwork being like, congrats, man. That's awesome. I'm happy for you. And I'm like, thanks.
Sure.
Yeah. Great day. obviously I was very excited. My roommate's a huge Jets fan, he has like these cool seats. We get to go to games and stuff. So, very thankful. And he's one of my best friends, and he walks in and we just jump into each other's arms, jumping up and down like a bunch of fucking like 6-year-olds, like meeting, like seeing each other after like summer break, between first and second grade or whatever. I don't know what grade 6-year-olds are in. it was euphoric. It was, I felt like shit. And then like the adrenaline kicked in and I just felt normal again and was so happy, so beyond happy. It's so momentous. I was just watching and I immediately turned on NFL Live. Perfect timing that NFL Live was on.
Yeah.
Kind of happened like around like 4:30-ish yesterday, I want to say. Let's see when this tweet was. 4:19. So like, yeah, like right around then, I turned NFL Live on and they were already discussing it. And yeah, I mean, it was ecstasy. It was ecstasy.
There's no other way to describe.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, we've been through a lot as Jets fans. We have. We've been through. How many times on this podcast, Connor, have we tried to talk ourselves into our quarterback?
Oh. I mean, we've been.
How much time
this,
you got?
We've been doing this since the Jets' last 2 quote unquote future franchise quarterbacks have played for them.
2018, I think we tried doing this.
We tried Sam Darnold. Yeah. We tried with Sam Darnold. We tried with Zach Wilson. And neither one of those went anywhere. And hey, look at this.
No, 2017, I think we started doing this.
Yeah.
We were still or 2018, because it was talking about Claudio McCann. It was Claudio and Hornick that did it with me.
That's right. That's right. Then I kind of jumped in. But look at it this way. So Rodgers only plays the 1 season. We all know that now the storyline with Zach Wilson at camp and stuff. Maybe that through some miracle, if on the off chance that, well, not off chance, it's very possible, but Rodgers only plays one season with the Jets. Maybe he does the unthinkable and turns Zach Wilson into something, you know, or at least helps him go. I'm just saying.
I think he's, by the way, I think the premise is even the premise there is wrong, because I think that he's going to be there for 2+ years.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that he is a fire in his belly to prove everybody wrong, and he wants to win a Super. He wants to get that second Super Bowl and go to the upper echelon of like quarterbacks all time. People will take Elway over him right now, and I think that probably bothers him. And like I bet some people will even take Dan Marino, and like I don't know, just he has an ego. I think it's very apparent. Most athletes at that level do. Which is fine. You know what? He's earned the right to have an ego. But I'm just, I think that he's going to use that ego to, you know, win like 12 games a year.
hey, 12-5?
13-4?
Yeah. Let's put it this way. You know, I don't know how this whole thing makes you feel, but, well, two things.
Happy.
No, not that, but the fact that two things. The Jets are, I would say, got to be like -1,000 now to be on Hard Knocks this season. Rodgers coming in, it's got to be.
Bears also can be on it.
Yeah,
and they'd be really interesting too. I'm really hoping that we refuse to be on Hard Knocks.
Right.
That is a factor to be considered, though. I hope so, too.
Because it's, you know what it is that one Jets drive, I think, is better. It's better produced, and it's less, you know, it's made for Jets fans. It's not made for everyone. And
it is tough, though, to beat that Hard Knocks theme music, like the little strings.
Liv Schreiber.
The strings, it's like the beginning of the episode, the first episode, and it's like, they're in the meeting room, and then like it's like a normal whatever, and then all of a sudden like the intense music starts, and the coach gets real serious, and everyone like pans to the players, and they're all like they're all looking real
they're
serious.
All standing.
All I want to say right now is that we're gonna win the goddamn Super Bowl, and then they all lose their minds, and then it breaks into the title sequence.
and that's tough to beat.
One Jets drive's good. That, like, what Hard Knocks has with that is really tough.
It's pretty good. I will give you that. But, yeah, I will say the Jets are certainly much more in the spotlight of the entire league this year than they have been
ever
since the Rex days.
They're going to be 6 primetime games.
I think I saw before predictions of which ones will be primetime games. I think Surefire Jets Giants is going to be prime time.
Sunday
or Monday Night Football, without question. I think Jets Chiefs. They're going to want the Rodgers Mahomes thing for sure.
Do we know where the home and away games are yet?
I know the Chiefs game is home. Is in MetLife.
Oh,
so that's nice.
Ooh, that might be fucking crazy, actually. Yeah.
I unfortunately think that they're going to play on Thanksgiving against Dallas, which sucks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize we're playing the Cowboys.
Yeah.
We have a last place schedule.
I know, which makes it even better. It makes the finish of last season a little more palatable.
we have a last place schedule, but we have to play the AFC West, which fucking sucks.
Shit, so that means...
Chiefs,
Raiders, Broncos.
Yeah, and then we have to play the Bills twice, the Dolphins twice, the Raiders. Well, you may have mentioned them. The Cowboys. We play the AFC East. I mean, the NFC East, too. So we get the Cowboys, the Eagles. Like, we play the two best divisions in football this year.
We play the two teams that were in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
that sucks.
Then we also have, like, the Falcons, the Texans, the Browns, who are going to be good. The Browns are going to be good. The Jets are going to be... the Jets are going to be good, but we have a tough fucking schedule.
Yeah, I think
we do. It's a last place schedule, but we have to play the whole fucking AFC West and the NFC East.
Yeah, I think I think Jets Giants for sure prime time. Jets Chiefs for sure prime time. Jets Eagles. Now Jalen Hurts is the highest paid player.
That'll be at home too.
Yeah, that'll be, you know, be nice to, it'd be nice to see for two things. It'll be nice to see the Jets finally beat the Eagles at, for the first time ever in the regular season.
God, need it so bad.
And it'd be nice to see the Jets beat the Patriots for the first time in 8 years.
You know what's fucked up? Like, I'm looking at the schedule and I see Eagles, Chargers, Chiefs, Bills twice, Giants, Broncos, Cowboys, Browns. And wait, why is it that we're playing the Browns twice? Oh, Hall of Fame game. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is just whatever. Those are practice squad guys. Oh, but that was, I better not see Rodgers take a single snap in the preseason.
No, he won't. He won't.
He better. Salah, if you're listening, don't even mess around with fate, man.
Yeah.
Like, don't even mess around. You know what Rodgers can do. Like, just don't.
Like, so, you know what's fucked up? I'm like looking at the schedule and I'm like, loss. Like, I still have, like, I'm still
that mentality.
I'm still fucked in the head.
I know. I feel the same way. I feel the same way.
Like, I just immediately, they're really good. Like, I don't know. Like, can we beat the Chiefs?
Gotta play the Chiefs. Like, gotta play Philly.
The Chargers. I don't think that's a W. New England twice. Maybe we'll take one. But like, no. Like, we're. It's different now.
It is.
It's different now. We have Aaron.
You got to think about it this way: the Jets beat Buffalo last year with Zach Wilson as the quarterback. They split with Miami. Then the New England games, guess what? One of them was pretty much Zach Wilson's fault, the entire thing. So you got Rodgers coming in there, and that changes everything. So a lot of those games, obviously, we know, like, are different completely with a better
quarterback. Like, what happens when the first scoring drive of the season is the touchdown? The first drive of the season is a touchdown. Like,
I don't know.
That's going to be so weird.
Or what happens if okay, put it this way. What happens if the first drive of the season ends in a turnover? What happens if Rodgers throws an interception on his first drive? Does the New York, does he go, immediately go to war with the New York media? With fucking Rich Cimini asking him a question, be like, what happened there? And he just leaves. He just doesn't answer questions or something.
Stop. No. We can't do this. Nope. Not letting this happen today.
All right. Let's say they're not going to do like a Jets West thing like they did last year with Wilson and all the receivers. So what I think they should do is I think Rodgers should take all the Jets receivers on an ayahuasca trip and take them out into the middle of the desert. And like in that episode of Entourage.
I don't know. What if like Garrett Wilson never comes back? Like, I don't want that to happen. What if he just gets lost out there?
They just lose him in the desert.
Yeah. Like, what if he just like stage tripping and like never, like there's a kid from my hometown. You may have actually heard about this on the news. he thought that some old man in Seattle was a robot and like tried to eat his face. What? Yeah. And like he got fucked up a couple of years before because like he did acid or shrooms or something, I think, and it just fucked him up forever.
Just messed his brain, kept messed up his brain chemistry like completely.
Yeah, and like,
all right, so maybe they can do that.
Yeah, so let's hold off on the ayahuasca.
What about a darkness trip?
No. I want them catching footballs. I don't want them looking for footballs.
Fair enough.
Let's have them practice at the little softball field on like Fifth Ave on Hudson.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. We'll run routes. We get a hot dog in the concession stand after, and
that's right. I like that.
Then they can come hang. They can come hang in my place.
Yeah, you know? I like that idea.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome. Great. Come on. I got space here. I got a couch. I got some chairs.
I got a couch. I can fit like two people in here. My own apartment.
it's spacious. Oh my God. I have these flowers sitting here and they're so dead. I just realized that. It's a sad looking plant. They were blooming. They're like a week old. Dude, good time to be a Jets fan.
Yeah. And I mean, it sets things up perfectly. Now you don't have that hanging over your head going into the draft.
Pretty much.
And the draft is Thursday. So.
Yeah. Which I'm not going to watch a second of because the Rangers are on.
Oh, shit. At least
I watch. I'll tune in for the Jets pick at 13.
Yeah.
Or 15. Sorry, we have the 15th pick now.
Right. I'm just glad I don't have to, because the Knicks are on. The Knicks are on Wednesday, so I don't have. So I'm cool, and I can watch.
Oh, yeah, I'm off Thursday and Friday. That's nice.
Oh, there you go.
And I got two Mets games this week.
Oh hell yeah! Who do they play tonight? Mets.
Nationals, and then Braves on Friday.
Oh shit! Nice.
Yeah.
Play some good,
fun atmosphere.
Good games, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, taking my dad on Friday, and I'm nice. Taking my buddy tonight. I have the 20 ticket plan, so I just.
Oh no! Okay.
And my girlfriend is recovering from MCL surgery, and she's in the middle of finals, so she's not going anywhere.
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
I don't think she wants to make a trip out to Citi Field.
No. all right. We have anything else on Rodgers?
Nothing on Rodgers. I mean, we're ecstatic. There's not much to say other than really excited.
In years past, we've had a big draft episode because the Jets have been bad and the draft has been important. Like,
yeah. And we did last year.
Who we draft this year. Draft a lineman or a wide receiver or something. I don't care. if Jaxon Smith-Njigba's there, sure, whatever. Like,
I want them to take a tackle. I don't want to go into the season with Dwayne Brown as the starting tackle.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, take definitely a tackle would make the most.
Or a guy sense. Or a guy who can move in between positions if needed, like Elijah Vera Tucker. Like, play, get a tackle, and then maybe get...
I wouldn't mind Jaxon Smith-Njigba at 15, and then you take a tackle at 43.
You think so? I kind of want...
No, to... I don't think so. I have no idea, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone is... It's not like last year where... Well, first of all, the Jets aren't picking as high as they were last year, when it's we really had a good idea of who was going to be there and who would be available, and it came down to, would they take Sauce? Would they take Kayvon Thibodeau if he was there? And, was there the outside chance that Aiden Hutchinson was going to fall? But, obviously that didn't...
It's so crazy they took Stingley over Sauce.
You see, Sauce. all the redrafts that have happened, who would pick who? And it's, universal.
Sauce 1, Hutchinson 2, yeah, right?
Seems to be, everyone would take Sauce at number 1 now. I mean,
and then what, Garrett Wilson at 3?
Was it that?
I don't know.
I think he certainly bumps up higher than where the Jets got him. Let's at see, what, 10?
They're a 2022 NFL redraft.
The Jets got him at 10, I think, right, Garrett Wilson?
Oh, you know what?
What?
No, you know. I did see. I did see a, it's actually pretty recent, The Athletic. I did see a mock that had Brock Purdy going 1. Yeah, that's good stuff.
I
right
I love that.
I saw that a while ago, and I was like that. Oh, that's good. All right, so
that's good.
Well, they just locked me out. I do have The Athletic. What are we doing here?
Love a good paywall.
Sauce went 1, Hutchinson went 2, Garrett Wilson went 3.
Wow.
So
Joe Douglas really nailed it.
So Hutchinson stayed in Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I would say that,
And then we would have gotten Thibodeau. Giants take Olave.
Okay.
Carolina, Tyler Smith. Giants take Ikem Ekwonu. Falcons stay with Drake London.
Interesting.
And then we take Derek Stingley at 10.
Okay. I mean, Stingley would have been a good pick for 10. But I mean, you're thinking about comparing him to Sauce now. It's not even a question.
Tariq Woolen jumps all the way to 12.
By the way, so after all this, after the offseason, who do you now dislike more? Seahawks fans or Packers fans?
Oh, Packers fans.
Packers
sure.
fans, right? I mean, it was just it came down the stretch with
they're so annoying.
Defensive rookie of the year with all the Seahawks fans,
yeah, I'll take Jermaine Johnson, Wilson. Sauce, and three of your firsts.
God, the Packers fans. It's just and now it's, I mean, it's one of those things. I think our good friend Fitz, former Gotham Jets tonight. Guy, he said something that's half my Twitter timeline is saying the Jets got fleeced. The other half is saying the Packers got fleeced. And it's yeah, this is what happens when major blockbuster trades occur. And obviously,
yep.
all the Packer fans are out there just dancing and thinking that they, you know, they won and all that. And some Jets fans are like, oh, we gave up too much. But the other half saying Packers fans got fleeced, whatever. But leading up to this point, God, the Packer fans are just like,
so annoying.
God. And I
if the Jets win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years, nobody in the history of egg will have more egg on their face than Packers fans.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they have their, you know, it's, and then if Rodgers does that, and, you know, obviously, Jets winning the Super Bowl is one thing, and if Rodgers immediately retires after that, who gives a shit? First of all, that's 2 years down the road, and the Jets will have won a Super Bowl. If they go back to being one of the worst teams after that because they lost the quarterback or they have to draft a new guy, so be it. But that's a problem for a couple seasons from now. Like, it's not something we have to worry about in the immediacy.
Right.
But yeah, so basically hate Packers fans. And I was saying before, it was just like, it would have been, it's like as much fun as it obviously it was to watch the Jets go into Lambeau last year with Zach Wilson as the quarterback and beat the Packers by 3 scores. Imagine how much better it would have been this year. Like with Rodgers as the quarterback going into Lambeau.
That would have been so good. Oh my God.
Sick.
Like, that would have been the best.
I mean, no one would play more pissed off, obviously, than Rodgers. But I mean,
dude, that's why I think he's gonna be so good. He's so pissed. He wants everybody to straight. He wants everybody to like respect. He wants respect. No one's respecting him right now.
Yeah, everyone thinks he's like this old man. He's over the hill because of one average season. And
yeah, he's gonna come out and be amazing.
Yeah, and like first of all, you know, Zach. Sorry, brother.
Yeah,
you had a chance. And, you know, you're still going to be on the team this year. Salah says you're the number two. So you said, he said something, you know, earlier this year saying it's like whoever the veteran QB the Jets bring in, he's going to make their life a living hell. I don't think you're going to make Aaron Rodgers' life a living hell, buddy. You are the number two. And you are firmly in the number two position.
Maybe the number two.
Yeah, guess what? Maybe
Tim Boyle
in and out plays you because he's another another QB with a great relationship with Nathaniel Hackett. So maybe you aren't the number two.
Get me to September. Oh my God. No. I hate wishing away a whole summer, but holy shit. Like,
just give me the training camp. Like I want to see some clips.
I just want to see him just fucking slinging it. And yeah. I want to see like Garrett Wilson just being like, yeah, this guy's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, you saw
it. Connor Sheeran, you're right here. I need Connor Hughes tweets being like, oh my God.
Like, that's it.
This is crazy.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I've been covering this team for, like, you know, he's been covering the team since the Jets were just, like, the absolute garbage pile of the league.
And dude, now think about Samini.
Oh my God. Samini and Kaz, they've really been through the ringer. Like, Hughes has only been around for so long. Like, Samini and Kaz have really been through it.
And our boy DJ left at the wrong time. He should have stayed.
DJ.
So the Daily News stinks, so I understand why he left. ESPN.
He seems to be enjoying himself down in Houston.
In Houston, yes. So, absolutely.
You know, good for him. But, it's just like.
We played the Texans this year, right?
That's right.
Let's get him on the pod again.
Yeah, DJ, come back on. DJ, friend of the pod. So
absolutely.
We'd love to have him. Right. Love to have him back on.
I think that's it for us. I think we all,
like you said,
I don't got anything else.
I mean, you're speechless to a point. You're excited. I'm excited. We're all excited. Those first like couple OTAs. Those first couple kind of like the first time we see Clip, which is going to happen apparently. I don't know.
When's Madden coming out?
When is Madden coming out? It's a great question. I don't know. I usually don't get it till it comes on Xbox Game Pass, which is after the season's over. So, Rodgers is going to be there tonight. But man, that first clip of him like walking into Florham Park is going to be great. And we need a live tweet. We need Bush Guy back on the premises. Give us a live feed of Rodgers walking in. Get that on the ground reporting that we all need.
Oh, yeah. Madden coming out in August. Sweet.
Okay. So that's when the season starts.
Yeah. And it's going to be a great, like, this is like actually a big deal this year because people fucking hate this game.
They really do.
And,
every year.
And it's literally make or break. Like, there's been like a whole bunch of stuff. Like, if this Madden isn't good, then like they're gonna have to like overhaul everything. And
which they should have a while ago. I mean,
I know, seriously. All right, man. That's it, folks. Thanks for tuning in. You're all probably all just as excited as we are. It's Christmas in April. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at Jesse Finver. Connor, where can they follow you?
At Connor, Connor, 2 underscores, Sheeran, Sheeran. And like Elon, Sheeran, but... Elon, if you're listening, take away the account that is just Connor Sheeran, because that person hasn't tweeted for like a decade. So let me have that account and we'll save everyone the confusion.
All right, folks, if you want to listen to this podcast or previous episodes, you can go to or any of the Gotham Sports Network podcasts. You can go to GothamSN.com, or you can go to Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or Google Play. And that's it. Go Jets. We have a quarterback. This is not real life. And I don't know what to do with my hands. peace.